views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you'd like to call us, 410-922-6680, and that's right now we are live. I think we've got a treat. You've been hearing me talk every week about my properties and what I need and what I'm selling. I thought I would bring a very, very special, how do I describe him? I'm not quite sure if he's a client who's become a friend or he's just a wonderful friend who happens to be a client. Anyway, I am going to introduce you to my dear friend, Robert Bob, and you have bought maybe a half a dozen properties in the last 10 to 12 years, with me, listed and sold. And I thought, you know, it might be a good idea to hear it from the client's point of view. You guys listen to me telling you about my experiences, and I would like for Bob to share some of his with us here.
Well, good afternoon first. I'm happy to be here again. We have had a wonderful working relationship for, you're right, 10 years. Mm-hmm. And in that time, we just counted, sold 5 properties and bought 6. Okay. And we work together remarkably well because you let me think that I'm actually making decisions, and then we do it your way. I'm being facetious. That's not really how it works, but that's just what I like to say. We are very much in tune in how we work. We tend to both come up with the same ideas at the same time, so everything works out remarkably well. Of those 5 properties you've sold, clearly I like to make you work hard because they have not all been easy. Only one of them I would consider was a pretty easy transaction, the Park Towers, that you sold that the day it was listed, after.
That was one of the only one. But by having these challenging transactions, and we've had everything from where only one of your properties was a townhouse, and we had a buyer right away. It was a FHA buyer, mm-hmm. and they were approved FHA, but something happened with his credit. I forgot. There was a problem with mm-hmm. it. When we sold it the second time, the buyer was a veteran, mm-hmm. and he had the use of a VA loan, which is a wonderful program. However, since the place was a condo, the lender for the FHA approved the building, but the VA would not approve the building.
Right.
So we lost 2 buyers until we went to the third one, which was a very simple and easy one.
But you're missing one fact, all this during the pandemic.
Correct. Correct. And I think, I'm not sure if you lost any hairs, but maybe it got a little grayer.
It used to be brown.
My favorite color. Yeah. So that has been funny. And I was looking back at all the properties that you and I have been involved with, and you have a very definite pattern. Not one of those properties did you have to cut grass.
Oh, I don't cut grass. I don't do lawns.
Okay. And the reason is each one of those places was either a condo or a co-op where pretty much everything was done for you. But I still got to ask you, and I'm sure the audience is questioning this. Why do you move every 2 years? I know it's not because you're not happy with the places. You love each place. You decorate each place. And I know you say it's because you want to see me a lot, but explain that to the audience.
The only real explanation I have is I like to move. It's an adventure. It's a new start, a fresh start. Everything suddenly is different. And we sort of when we were talking the other day, I said, "Oh, buying a house is a lot of fun." It is.
It is. Because we get to run around and see interesting places and rule them out and say, "Oh, this would be terrific if it didn't have a fall down step."
Right. Or I didn't know that this is a feature that I would like and would want in a place. So we learn from seeing all these places that we don't necessarily buy, but helps narrow our focus on what I do want, because I'll admit that what I think I want isn't always what I actually want.
I think we also have this, as you mentioned before, this wonderful rapport, because what I have learned is when I walk in, I don't tell you the things I like about it. I have to wait for you. And then I say, "Can I give you my opinion?" And you'll say something like, "Well, how can I stop you?"
Exactly.
But the beautiful thing that we both truly, really listen to each other, mm-hmm. because we both truly trust each other.
Exactly.
And I think that is amazing. And plus, we have a lot of fun. We really have a lot of fun.
And it's interesting. Yes, we do absolutely trust each other. And that was not something, at least, that I sort of grew into. That was an immediate reaction. The first time we met, when you walked into that place and introduced yourself, it was like, "Oh, I have known this woman, and she's been my good friend for years and years."
That was the first time.
This is not a stranger, yeah.
And it's been, well, the thing that I absolutely love about being in real estate for these 3.5 decades is what fun it is, how well we get to know each other. And my whole goal is to make sure that you get exactly what you want at the time. And if I have the least bit of hesitation, I'm able to express it to you. Like we had.
Oh, and I want to hear that.
Right.
Yes.
Like we had one that I was concerned about, did not bother you one bit. And that was the one that had the different levels within the mm-hmm. unit itself. You know, you had to step down from the dining room and a step up from the kitchen.
Right.
And my concern there was safety mm-hmm. more than anything. The other thing, we looked at a couple that the bedrooms and the living quarters were not on the same level.
Right.
Okay. And are you sure that's what you want? You know, and we evaluated, and I think you really did happen to want that one.
Yes.
But we didn't get it.
We didn't. And it was for the best, I guess, yep. because we love what we have. The reason we sold the townhouse was I was already over the whole stairs thing.
Right.
Had never lived in a multi-level house before and thought, "Oh, this would be nice, you know, two completely separate levels." And with my knees, the stairs just got to be, no, this is not for me anymore.
Right. And some people, when they've got those stairs, and they're not sure they want to move, I suggest, why not putting a chair lift in? You use it when you need it. You don't use it when you don't need it. And I think it can be a good selling feature so that if somebody needs it, it's there. And if not, they can take it out. I mean, it's an expensive little piece of equipment to put in.
But absolutely worth it. And had we gotten the duplex, that's what we would have done.
Okay.
So maybe not right away, but, it's...
Well, sometimes it's really nice to have it, even if you don't need it for accessibility, but, if you've got a...
Oh, the grandchildren would love it.
Right.
It's a ride right in the house.
But other things like... If you're, whatever floor, if you got to go up to the kitchen, you've got that stair glide to pack your groceries on.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you've got a pet, which most of these places don't allow, it's easy to put a bag of dog food or cat food and run them up the steps.
Right.
Or even, a big piece of equipment. So it's a multi-purpose thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things. Wow. It is time for us to take our first break.
Oh, okay.
Please stay tuned. You're listening to All About Real Estate. If you want to ask Bob any questions, call in 410-922-6680. And if you want to reach me during the week, 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man, high five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah.
It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messathorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years.
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Kevin, president of the Dementia Society of America. Request our free guide. It includes information on brain health checkups and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. I'm delighted to have a buyer who's also a seller who has bought a half a dozen properties in the last 10 years. And if you've got any questions about being a buyer, being a seller, getting your place ready to put on the market, about moving, Bob has to be an expert by now.
I do have a lot of experience.
You know, I have one person who is the absolute opposite. When we talked about moving, mm-hmm. he said, my three divorces were not as stressful as my one move. And I thought, wow, I got to share that with you.
Well, I guess moving was the stressful thing, and it is, but people always say that buying and selling a house is stressful. And
well, I think that's what he meant.
Well, okay, clearly those people do not have you as an agent, because there was no stress involved in any of these transactions. You handled everything beautifully. I didn't have to worry about a thing. It was absolutely wonderful. This last transaction was, I looked at the calendar, 15 days from showing to closing. Never been that fast, I've seen, because
most times it's 30 days. But we had a team that worked together. And that's interesting. All of the ones that you purchased were condos,
yes.
Even though they were different styles. Mm-hmm. Some were
one was apartment style.
Yeah, a high rise, a townhouse. But they were all condominiums. Mm-hmm. Kind of talk to us. I know we only have one co-op in all of Baltimore County, and I think you give the best breakdown of the difference.
Well, the difference between a condo and a co-op is with a co-op, you don't actually own the unit you live in. You own shares in the corporation that is the building. And by owning those shares, you own the right to live in your unit. It's the proprietary lease.
Proprietary lease.
And there are certain sort of strange things about buying a co-op as opposed to a condo, in that it has to be a cash transaction. You can't have a mortgage. You have to be approved by the board before you can purchase, which is not something that happens in a condo. And for a good long while, I was wondering why would this even exist? What, there must be some advantage to having a co-op as opposed to a condo, and I could never really figure out what it is. I mean, the end result is you have a place to live, and you know, you pay a monthly fee, and they take care of things for you. But the whole ownership side of things is very, very different. And then when we went to closing on Friday, I was reminded, oh, being a co-op instead of a condo makes the whole closing process very different and very simple. It was 14 minutes.
14 minutes from the time we sat down, actually from the time we walked into the building until our wonderful attorney, Tom Dreschler,
yes.
Said, the cell is, your part is finished. If you'd like to leave, you can. So we got up and we celebrated and had a wonderful lunch.
It was wonderful. And there's so little to sign because you're not selling a piece of property. You're transferring shares of stock.
So that you have no title to search, which makes it faster.
Right.
And,
the fees are much lower. There's no title insurance. There's
exactly.
No, I can't think of the word when someone comes by and tells you how much it's worth.
Right. And it's a straight cash. And as I say, 14 minutes. And what we've found is one of the cute things that Tom said, he says, okay, guys, I'm going to try to make this look as difficult as I can, you know, because it was a 14-minute settlement. Mm-hmm. But he's the kind of person, he's with Sage Title, that makes the transaction so smooth, whether there are challenges during those 14 days or what have you.
Right.
And he is aware of it, and he's got one of the sweetest, kindest, and knowledgeable personalities that I've come across. He one of the other reasons I like him is that he also gives classes, CE classes, to the real estate agents.
Oh, okay.
And I don't need any CE credits. I take them all. But when I see that he's going to speak on something, I will try to go. And he's an absolute delight. So
yes, he handled it when we bought it and when we sold it. Both ends of that transaction.
I remember
the first time thinking, wait a minute, this is it. This can't be it, because every other closing has taken 30, 45 minutes and, you know, just signing page after page after page.
Well, I think with a settlement, we hear horror stories. We hear nightmares.
Oh, absolutely. They're hours-long, grueling things with sudden need for payments that you didn't know about ahead of time.
Yes. And, you know, maybe the funds weren't there. Maybe there's still a question from the lender and it can't go through. And then all the things that, you know, like the wiring of money. And if you settle late Friday afternoon, not a great idea, because you're not going to find out whether those funds. It's interesting. We settled 1 o'clock on Friday. And I know your funds were there within a couple hours, I think.
Yes, yes.
So, and you have to be careful about that, because depending on the title people and when they wire funds, some only do it once a day, and that could be 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Some do it the minute that settlement is over, and if you had a lender, the lender approves it. And that is tremendous. Now, I know on one of these occasions that, again, the reason the settlement can be so smooth is all the steps leading up to it. If the wire is not there and they say, well, we're waiting for it, we do not go to settlement.
No.
If the HUD-1 settlement sheet is not there to review each and every column of the numbers, we don't go to settlement.
Right.
And when you do and you're not that up on what needs to be done to actually have a settlement, then you hear about these 3-4-5 hour closings because the funds aren't there, the lender's not in touch. But when you've got that terrific team, which we don't need a lender for these transactions.
Right.
If I'm doing a settlement and I'm on the buyer side, it is not unusual for the lender to show up at settlement. they're not required to, and most of the time they don't go. But when they do go, it is so simple, because if there's any kind of a glitch in the process, whatever it is, they are right there and they can handle it. And I know of maybe two or three only that do that.
I was going to say, that sounds great. I mean, having the lender right there to rectify things as they happen. That has never had the lender show up at any of our transactions.
Because you haven't used a lender.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
We actually didn't need the lender to show up at any of these, because of all the myriad details that need to be handled during this transaction, you got them all done ahead of time. Everything was ready to go. We didn't need sort of outside support because everything was done, which is why they were all so stress-free for me.
Well, I like to keep you totally informed when there are challenges that come up, even though you say, it's okay, you know, you do what you need to do, but I always run it by you. This is what they want. This is what's happening. There could be a delay. And I think no matter what time, day or night, texting or email, you know, we answer each other's calls and texts.
Yes, I think every time you've said this is happening, this is the situation, this is what I would like to do to handle it, I have been just about to say the exact same thing.
Right.
Two minds are very much in tune on the details. Said something
just
else that made me think of something, and I've completely
just
forgotten.
Just to clarify that, I don't make any of those decisions without you knowing it.
Oh, no. Absolutely. But I'm confident that if you had to, it would have been my decision anyway. So
here is transactions that if you talk to many, many buyers and sellers, you hear horror stories. You hear a conflict. You hear, and I've never, ever had a transaction where somebody has not had a mini breakdown. Some are more than a mini breakdown.
Right.
And when it happens, because I also remind the buyers and the sellers about the stress and how we're going to handle each stage. And sometimes, no, this is going to be fun. And when that stress hits, when that challenge hits, whether it's a termite damage problem, whether there's radon, whether there's a problem with the title, whether the lender needs a paper because the buyer said something different and it had to change everything. Again, I don't think that I've ever had a transaction without some type of a mini breakdown. That can be with the agents. That can be with the buyers, that can be with the sellers, that can be with the lenders, very rarely with the title company.
Right.
But or maybe somebody in the title company who didn't do what they were supposed to do. So I can pretty honestly say that it's not as perfect as we make it look at that closing table. But when it's all done, the closing should be smooth, easy.
Yes.
This looks so, you know, nothing to it. They do not see what goes on behind the scenes.
Right.
And one of the things that I insist on before coming to settlement, in fact, when I make a list of the things you need to do for settlement, you know, the BGE, the
homeowners insurance.
Home insurance and change the electric bill and get all your keys together and, lists and lists of things. somewhere, I want the last thing I write on that, depending on what time the settlement is, you know, if we've got a 10 o'clock settlement, eat breakfast.
Yeah.
That's on my typed list.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with lunch. I don't care if you eat a big lunch, but, you know, have a glass of orange juice. You cannot come to the settlement table with a low blood sugar. And of course,
absolutely not.
That comes from my nursing background. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But it's true. And if you all will notice the next time you go to settlement, it's not infrequent to have a bowl of candy on the table. And you punch them and say, have a piece, you know, if they haven't eaten. Because mm-hmm. you're so stressful with that. Most people are so stressful after that move, during that move, leading up to it, that you don't make time to eat. And mm-hmm. that's just one of the minor little things that I remind clients to do is don't forget to eat.
Yeah.
Because that's where your major breakdowns come into play. Oh, I remember, I think one of my toughest challenges at a settlement table, it was this Maryland out-of-state tax. If you don't live, if you've got a home in Florida and one in Maryland, and you live in Florida for 6 days, mm-hmm.
6 months.
6 months and 1 day, you don't have to pay Maryland taxes. Well, if you reach that stage and the title company has not been aware of it ahead of time and your buyer's agent has not, real estate agent, because it's usually the seller,
right.
If they're not aware of that Maryland 8% tax, it's got to be taken out at settlement. You may get it back, but you think about going to settlement, you think you're going to get X amount back.
Right.
And then they take 8% off.
8% is a good chunk.
It's a good chunk when you weren't experience it. And I had a very interesting situation way back when it first came on. And we had a buyer that negotiated at the end. I think that law didn't go into effect until like 2 days later. This is a dozen years, maybe more. Somebody out there will know when that came in effect. And the buyer pulled a, if you don't give us X amount of money, we are going to delay the settlement for 2 days in which this law comes into play. And that's major.
Yeah.
So instead of the state getting that 8%, the buyer negotiated it. Not usual at all, but guys, when you are listing your property, real estate agents, when you're listing your property, find out if this is their permanent record, because their permanent residence, mm-hmm. because you will face that. You do have time ahead of time to get the paperwork done, so it doesn't need to be done. You can prove that you've lived in the house, you know, for the last 2 years.
Right.
But if you've already changed your driver's license or on your tax ID, you have your new address because you're not paying Maryland taxes, they're going to take it out right then.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we are at a break time. Thank you, Noah. Again, you are listening to All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome and Bob. We're talking about a buyer and a seller and some of the
multiple repeat offender.
The repeat offender, but fun, how a real buyer seller had sharing with us. So again, and by the way, if you want to see any of the properties that I have, don't hesitate. Go to my website, margaretrome.com. Give me a call. If you're working with a real estate agent, have them give me a call. We work together. And again, our call-in number now is 410-922-7000. 6680.
Warms up as we head through the brand new week. Feels like we jumped right into the month of April. The rest of your Sunday, mostly sunny. Afternoon high 61. Southwest to west winds becoming locally breezy. Gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Clear tonight. Winds drop off to light levels. A low of 37. A light westerly wind. Mainly sunny on Monday. Afternoon high 65. Peak ahead to Tuesday. Mostly sunny. Even warmer. Low 39. Afternoon high 72. Wednesday cools just a little, but still not bad. Sunshine, low 44. Wednesday morning, high 61. I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works.
We can secure our world.
CISA.gov/secureourworld.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You are listening to Margaret Rome have an absolute wonderful conversation to a repeat buyer and seller five properties, six buys.
Right.
In the last 10 years and reminiscing. I mean, we've been talking through the break the whole time, and I think we both have so much to say. Bob, what do you want to ask of me or share with me?
Well, earlier I had said that I like buying a house much better. Buying a house is much more fun than selling a house. Which do you like better? Would you rather have a buyer or a seller?
Okay, great question. What I have always said is that I'm a listing agent.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, getting the market, the property on the market, marketing it, talking about it, the creativity of that, the photography. And I do like that part. The best thing is with you, I get to do both. And it's fun to run around when you say, I want to see such and such. And I'm thinking, there is not a shot that you could possibly want to live there.
Mm-hmm.
But we go see it, and it's fun. And we talk about, hey, maybe this is the right place, or I didn't realize it was this.
And we have absolutely learned at least one new thing from each property we've visited.
Maybe more.
Yeah, whether it's, you know, a feature that is desirable or undesirable, or an area that is, you know, more or less attractive than we thought. We learn no viewing we've ever been on has been a waste of time.
Never.
I think.
Never. Even when we went to the one that had the upstairs and downstairs, but had an elevator between the two floors.
Yes, yes.
You know, where the bedrooms were on one level, the living. And, you know, it's a good way to keep people on one level if you entertain. There's so many different ways that people want to live in the house, want to sell a house,
mm-hmm.
how they expect it. I have people who walk in and absolutely cannot see a place that doesn't have furniture in it. I have other people that only want to see vacant places so that they can put themselves in it and not be distracted by the other people.
That's me. I much prefer to see a place that's completely empty.
Right, because it doesn't change your opinion. You get to say, oh, my sofa goes here and my
mm-hmm.
art collection goes here and my antique toys go here. But I have other people generally absolutely don't have that vision. In fact, I took over, it's not unusual that I'll take over a listing that hasn't sold.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into this house and it was absolutely perfect. It was empty. And I said, give me the feedback that you've been getting from the other agents and when they come through. And they said, oh, the bedrooms look small. Well, there are people who cannot picture a bedroom. It looks so tiny without seeing a bed in it.
Mm-hmm.
We took one of those tiny bedrooms and we actually put either a queen or a king size bed in it, which fit, compared the pictures empty and, you know, staged. It was remarkable. That house I sold almost immediately,
mm-hmm.
and they'd had it with several agents before, and that was, you have to listen. What don't people like going through? You also have to be careful as a real estate agent. If the buyer comes through one of your property and they tell you what they don't like, that actually could be negotiations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, like if you're selling a first floor unit and they come in and then say, oh, you know, it's not worth it because it's on the first floor. Well, why would you have come to see it if you didn't want to be
interested in it?
And the same thing with a home with a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go see a home with a swimming pool if that's not something you want.
Right.
But I hear the negotiation, which
mm-hmm.
is not negotiation. They're just trying to get the house for less. And you start to really read your buyers and your sellers.
And I'm one of those people that can't really visualize what a place looks like from the pictures. I have to actually go there and see it in person. And you're reminding me of a unit we saw in a building that I thought I really liked. And we walked in and the living room was small and the bedrooms were small and didn't look that way in the pictures, and thought, this, why does this place feel so cramped when it's, you know, not a small unit? And then we saw the huge master bathroom that was, you know, you could do a Virginia reel in there. And I thought, that's where all the space went into this, you know, luxurious bathroom that to me is just a complete waste of space.
How much room do you need to take a bath or a shower?
You know, it's you're in and out. Give me a big living room, a nice den, a workable kitchen. The bathroom is like, forget it.
One of the things, and you're reminding me, is to get as much information from the buyer as possible as to what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. Which is the most important room to you? Do you want to see the kitchen first? Do you want to see the primary bathroom first? Do you want to see the closet space? And sometimes they'll just, you know, show me the place. I said, great. But if you can get out of them, well, we really need closets. Mm-hmm. Then you go and you show them, you know, your last place had
so many closets, yes.
You know, I don't know how many walk-in closets and then closets within closets. But some people will say, oh, no, I have to have a kitchen with gas cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if they go in, probably 90% of condos, they don't have gas.
Right.
But when you go into a house that has an electric stove, if the gas is available, they can have it. It's mm-hmm. not a big deal.
Right.
So again, it's finding out what's their hot spots, mm-hmm. what they want. And I loved listening to you walking in a new place and giving your impression of it.
Oh, do I do that out loud?
Oh, yes, you you very much do. We both do. We both do, because I'll say, you're not going to like that. And, well, as a matter of fact, I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's like open floor plan? Absolutely not. Will not do that. Also, cannot abide a house where you open the front door and you are in the living room.
Right.
Cannot do that.
Or you're facing the steps.
Yeah, need to have a transition area between door and house.
And also, when you open that front door to a guest, you don't want them in the unit before you get a chance
right.
to visually in the unit.
And there was one place we looked at where you open the front door and you are immediately confronted with a powder room.
Yes. And the door was open.
The door was open. So the first thing you see is a toilet. And
basically what we do is we just laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a lot of fun.
And I learned, well, I don't want a powder room right opposite the front door. Not something I would have thought of had I not seen it in person.
I had a client, you're bringing up some old memories, and for some reason, he could not tolerate what he called a throne room, where you have a bathroom, but your toilet is in a separate mm-hmm. little tiny room.
Right.
And he absolutely went nuts not having that. That's what he wanted. He's the only person in my career that has requested that. I mean, we even talked about, well, you know, you could take this, you could add a wall here and you mm-hmm. can enclose it. But I nicknamed it the throne room. And I never, ever, all the looking that we did, and he bought a couple of homes with me, understood his reasoning. He was just had an aversion.
We had that at the townhouse, and it was a feature. I wouldn't say, oh, it was a great feature or, oh, it was terrible. It was just sort of there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it's so much fun when you listen and you assess the people, what they like, what they don't like, what is mandatory. Hey, look, when I was buying my house 100 years ago, I told our real estate agent, do not show us anything without a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
The house we bought without that agent, didn't have a fireplace. Guess what?
I bet you do now.
We have one now. So, you know, that's the kind of thing. What's important? And instead of when I'm showing a house saying, well, do you like this? Do you like that? One of the best questions that I can ask is, what don't you like about this property?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got a way of possibly overcoming that. Like, oh, I don't like it doesn't have gas cooking, or I can't tolerate the mirrors on the wall,
mm-hmm.
or I can't live with this color carpet. And what I've occasionally done is saying, how much do you think it would cost to do that? How much do you think it would cost to replace the carpet? How much do you think it would cost to change this over to gas?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get a quote for you. If it had that, would you buy this house? And so that you are showing people that there are ways to overcome what they perceive as a major.
And that's why you need a good agent, someone who can visualize what can be that you may not necessarily think of yourself.
And the interesting thing, on the same property, I can show it completely different to two different buyers,
mm-hmm.
and they get a completely different, you're 100% sure they're not going to like it, and then they do like it. And guess what? We're at the end of the show. This is Margaret Rome. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about all the properties that I need. I am desperate for a few houses. People have been waiting and trying to get in. I have a few people who are ready to sell their house, but they don't have a new one to go to. If you are thinking of buying, if you are thinking of selling, call me 410-530-2400. And Bob, I can't thank you enough for not only working with me for all these years and becoming friends and then gracing the studio with your presence.
Oh, love being here again. Okay. I hope it's not my last time.
Oh, I don't know. This is the first time. Every time you've said, I'm not moving again, or, you know,
I've never said that
that's
before.
That's true. You didn't. But I thought the last time you thought, I retire here.
This might be it.
This might be it, but that's not the case. Okay, it is time to check out Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400.